The gonfalon pikehead was roused from his sleep by Samelis and the abbot knocking on his chamber door. Placing a paw on his bandaged brow, he called out grumpily,
"Go away and give a poor beast some peace, will ye?"
Without further ceremony, the two Redwallers entered. Knuckle smiled feebly.
"Sorry, mates. I was right in the middle of a nice old snooze then. So what can I do for you? Come and sit down on me bed."
The pair remained standing, as Samelis came right to the point.
"What you can do for us, Knuckle, is to tell us where you've been since tea time this afternoon."
The gonfalon looked from one to the other.
"Why, what's up, mates? What's bothering you?"
Abbot Glisson placed both paws in his habit's sleeves.
"My friend, you'd help us by answering the question."
Sensing that it was a matter of some import, Knuckle replied promptly.
"Well, do you remember that Cheroo, Bruster? I put him down with a good old butt just after he slung young Drink into the ditch earlier today. I tell you, Abbo, that Bruster must have an head like a boulder. You can't see it, but under this bandage I've got a right old bruise and a lump like a duck egg. I missed afternoon tea through it. Me skull began to ache, something fierce. So I came up here to Prince Gant's old room just to rest me poor head. Before I knew it, I dropped off to sleep on this little bed. Good job you woke me, or I'd have missed supper and snored through until tomorrow."
Samelis nodded.
"So this is where you've been all afternoon?"
Knuckle grinned guiltily.
"That's right, Sam, old mate. Why?"
Feeling rather embarrassed, the abbot answered.
"Because the green doom-white eye has been stolen, and Aluka was assaulted by whichever beast did it."
Knuckle leapt from the bed, a look of shock on his face.
"You don't think I did it, do you?"
Shaking his head hastily, Abbot Glisson assured.
"No, my friend. Something tells me that you could not find it in yourself to do such a mean act. However, an investigation will have to take place. Would you be willing to take part in it?"
Picking up the dark green hooded cloak which had been folded neatly at the bottom of the bed, Knuckle donned it.
"Of course, Abbo. Lead on."
Bosie met them on the stairs to Great Hall.
"We've searched yon sour-faced shrew's room, but there was nought to find. What now, father?"
Glisson bowed to Knuckle.
"Excuse us a moment, sir."
Drawing to one side, he went into a huddle with Samelis and Bosie. After a whispered conference, Bosie favoured Knuckle with an elegant bow.
"I hear you've no had afternoon tea. Let me take you to the kitchens. Whilst we remedy the situation forthwith, we'll take tea together, eh?"
The gonfalon pikehead was pleased but puzzled.
"Thank you kindly, mate, but haven't you already had your tea?"
The gluttonous hare struck a noble but long-suffering pose.
"It fair pains me to see a broad beast eat alone. I'll force myself to endure another helping the new."
The venue chosen for the inquiry was at the scene of the crime. Samelis elected to set the stage, clearing the mass of onlookers to one side. Aluko was now back to his former self, having spurned all offers of aid from Brother Cyrillus. The tapestry of Martin the Warrior provided the backdrop, as Samelis issued instructions.
"Silence, every beast! Thank you! Now, Aluko, would you take up your position at the spot where you were when you first saw the intruder?"
The tawny owl made his way to the niche, twixt column and wall, where he had begun his surveillance.
"I was right here. Just dozed off slightly after a drink and a bit of afternoon tea."
Samelis turned to the abbot.
"We're ready now, father."
Having finished their repast, Bosie escorted Knuckle to the candle sconce where the emerald had rested. The hare left the gonfalon standing alone there. Samelis put the question to the owl.
"Is that the creature you saw earlier today?"
Aluko peered at the dimly lit figure in the late afternoon shadows.
"It could have been. Tell him to turn his head slightly toward me, please."